Thank you, Mr. Chair. And distinguished colleagues, good morning to you all. We appreciate the discussion we are having. As we know, the European Union recognizes the multiple roles that civil society actors play as promoters of democracy, defenders of rights holders and of the rule of law, social justice and human rights. They are both actors, as some of you also mentioned, both actors of governance and actors of development in their own right, and are, as such, key partners for the successful implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The development agenda needs vibrant civil society. We need to ensure their transparent, inclusive, safe, and meaningful participation and leadership in decision-making and discussions at all levels, including in all United Nations fora. Particular emphasis should be put on underrepresented parts of civil society, as we're also underscored today, including women and those in vulnerable situations, as well as on indigenous peoples, so that all voices can be heard and involved in processes to prepare, implement, and monitor legislation and policies. We concur with many points that were made by the panelists and the speakers, including on the importance of the enhanced participation of the youth. In that regard, let me pass the floor to my much younger colleague.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In order to thrive, civil society needs a safe and enabling environment, free from intimidation, harassment, arbitrary surveillance, and reprisals. Particular attention should be paid to the specific rights faced by human rights defenders, notably women, youth, environmental, land, and indigenous human rights defenders. Likewise, the EU calls for the protection of civic space online, including through personal data protection, responsible platform governance, and combating disinformation, harassment, and abuse. Concretely, the EU has launched a system for an enabling environment for civil society in June. This 50 million euro program seeks to support civil society to thrive by preventing efforts to restrict civic space and shut down civil society organizations. Led by civil society in 86 countries, this innovative mechanism brings together national, regional, and global networks to monitor laws and administrative practices, as well as the digital and media environments, which provide the context for civil society operations.
Mr. Chair, let me conclude that the EU is a steadfast supporter of civil society, including as development actors. We will continue to support their engagement to contribute to democratic processes and to achieve better development outcomes. I thank you.